Nadarim Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph Shir number 2. We're going 9 lines up from the bottom of this piece of Gemara, meaning before the end of the Perek, before we have our new Mishnah. Go 9 lines up. First word of the line is Kasivi. And we are busy challenging Rabbi Chanina's halacha. Rabbi Chanina told us that if a person is silent, if a husband is silent to his wife's neder, but inside his heart he actually wants to cancel the neder, he's only being silent to irritate her, he says that actually he has extra time to cancel the neder. Now, we've already disproved this opinion from one source. Now we're going to bring two more sources to disprove this halacha of Rabbi Chanina. So, massive Rava. Rava challenges Rabbi Chanina's halacha from this Mishnah. It says, Nodra im chashecha, if she made a neder just before Shabbos comes in, so the meifalo ad shalei choshcha, he's allowed to cancel the neder up until nightfall. She'im lo hefer v'choshcha, if he hasn't nullified it and it gets dark, then eino yochel ofer, the time is up and he's not able to cancel anymore. Says the Gemara, Amai, why not? Lehavi kasheisik al menas lemeikat. Why don't we say he could still cancel afterwards? If he was quiet while in his heart he wanted to cancel it, he just kept quiet to irritate her, then according to Rabbi Chanina, you do have extra time to cancel the neder. So according to Rabbi Chanina, this ruling of the Mishnah would not be absolutely true, because if he was shoysek al menas lemeikat, so then he would have extra time, says the Gemara to Yuvta. Another refutation of Rabbi Chanina's halacha. And finally, we'll see one more challenge, massive Ravashi. Ravashi challenges, also from a Mishnah. It says, Yodea ani shiesh nedarim, aval einu yodea shiesh mefirin. What happens if the husband says, I know that there's such a thing called nedarim, I know she's made nedarim, but I didn't know that you could do a cancellation, I didn't know there was such a thing. So then, even though his time has expired, we still allow him extra time. Yafir, he can still cancel it at a later stage because his silence was legitimate. He just didn't know you could cancel it. But if he says, Yodea ani sheyesh mefirin, I know that you can cancel neder, nedarim, aval eini yodea shezeh neder, but I didn't know that what she said was a neder. So then we have a machloikis, Rebbe Meir Oimer lo yafir. He says, that doesn't work. That's not a good enough claim. He's not able to cancel it. V'chachomim oimrim, chachomim say that is a good enough claim, yafir. He can cancel it later on. But we challenge, we're asking on Rabbi Meir's opinion, who says you can't cancel. For Amai, why can't you cancel at a later stage? Lehavi kashosik al menas lemeikat. It's no worse than a case where he was silent in order to just to irritate his wife, but he really secretly wanted to cancel it later on. According to Rabbi Chanina, you're given extra time. So why won't you be given extra time in this case, according to Rabbi Meir? And the Gemara answers, Tiyuvta, that is another refutation from this Mishnah of Rabbi Chanina's opinion. So we had Rabbi Chanina's opinion that if a woman makes a neder and the husband is silent, but his silence is only to irritate her, not to actually agree or to be mekayim the neder, he actually intends to cancel the neder later on. So Rabbi Chanina tells us that he has extra time to cancel the neder. And we challenged it from a Braisa and two Mishnayos, and in all three cases we had Tiyuvtas. There were three Tiyuvtas against Rabbi Chanina's opinion, so it'll come out, at least according to this Gemara, that no. If he's silent, it doesn't matter that he wanted to cancel the neder later on. If his intention was just to irritate her, still, that silence is considered a valid silence, and therefore, at the end of the day, he will no longer be able to cancel that neder. Hadran alach na'ara hamoirasa.